awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Just getting right into it. Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Iowa City, welcome in on the South Gym, 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes here today. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. We're followed by the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. They are live at Coach's Corner Sports Pub down in Iowa City. Stop on by. Your chance to win some great swag down there will be taking place between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Eric's going to be down there giving away the tickets today. They'll have some raffles down there. Kyle and Alex will stop on by as the weekend getting off to a hot, hot start here. Mr. Mark Dukes, good afternoon. And you're kind of the staff meteorologist here since Greg has left, and it's going to be a hot one.
Yeah, into next week, actually, and especially this weekend, it's going to be very, very warm. So exercise caution out there. No golf for me. Having had heat exhaustion once or twice.
You said you're going to see Sunday.
I'm going to see.
Okay. All right. See how it goes. We're not going till late Sunday.
Well, this is...
We're going to avoid the heat.
The forecast is worse than last week in terms of heat.
True.
And you know what happened to me last week.
True.
Okay.
True. We're not planning on it, but we're just keeping it open.
I'm keeping it open, yeah.
Keeping options open. Keeping options open at this point. Speaking of red hot, we got barbecue for you coming up to win one more day here on KGYM on the Gym Class. 4 admission passes and $30 in barbecue bucks to the barbecue roundup that will take place in the McGrath Amphitheater June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We've had them all this week. They've been very, very popular. That Thursday night is going to be country night, Friday night barbecue, and Buffett night, as in Jimmy Buffett. Saturday, classic rock night, family day on Sunday, and we'll give you a chance to win that coming up a little bit later on in the program today. We're going to talk to Barry Abrams and preview the Belmont Stakes, which comes up at Belmont Park, and that will be here on the program today. Special guest will stop by as well coming up a little bit later on. And then we have our topic. Want to get your thoughts about your top sporting events. It can be local, it can be national, it can be international, whatever the case may be. Why they are, in your opinion, what makes them the best around.
An event you've attended.
Correct.
Right? In person.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you must have attended this event. Now, if you say like the running of the bulls in Pamplona, or what, however it's pronounced, I hope that is correct. But and you've never been there, then we yes, it's probably a really, I wouldn't do it, but I've read it's very interesting. But you see where I'm gone as far as this tangent is concerned.
I do.
Okay, so yeah, you've got to been at this event at least once, and then maybe we'll kick into some off topics from that. Little bit of a sidebar, if you will. So we have that coming up on your Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Rockies and the Cubs playing at Wrigley Field right now. They're in the middle of the fifth inning. The Rockies with the lead in that one by a score of 4-2. We have state soccer going on at a very warm county sports complex over in the capital city of Des Moines. Congratulations to Center Point Urbana, the Storm and Pointers, are headed off to the 1A state championship game. First time they have been to a state championship game in school history. 1-0 win today over North Polk. So they will be playing tomorrow against Davenport Assumption at 11 o'clock in the morning in Des Moines.
Heady stuff for the number 6 seed, but that's going to be a very difficult assignment against Davenport Assumption. But reaching the state championship game, no small thing.
Yeah, so congratulations. The 2As are just underway right now, and then Iowa City West will be playing later on at around 5 o'clock with the Class 3A semifinals coming up. And just if you're outside, please, please drink some water out there. Hydrate. It's all about hydration this weekend. That is the key out there. So congratulations to CPU, though. Great to see them headed off. Adriana Catcher, by the way, with the goal there for CPU.
Excellent. One of the headlines of the day nationally, Chris Holtmann, the Butler coach, has been hired at Ohio State, as you may have heard. That comes after Greg McDermott apparently turned down the job in Columbus. But Holtmann is the guy for the Buckeyes. We ask you a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which is the Big Ten's best men's basketball hire? Would it be Holtmann at Ohio State? Archie Miller at Indiana? Or Brad Underwood, who was a one-and-done at Oklahoma State before he took the Illinois job?
He was the former coach at Stephen F. Austin, the Lumberjacks. Kind of underrated right there. Go ahead and vote KGYMRadio.com. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway for helping us out with that. They're located next to the Home Depot on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. A definite younger look and younger feel to the Big Ten as far as men's coaching is concerned next year. Tom Izzo's got to feel like Grandpa coming in, walking in next year to the Big Ten media days as far as men's basketball is concerned. But it's not Ohio State's number one choice. Can we agree on that, Chris Holtmann?
Maybe not, but maybe it should have been.
Very good pedigree, yet another Butler Bulldog to go through the ranks. And as Meatloaf said, two out of three ain't bad. And not to you know.
Are you talking about Brad Stevens?
Brad Stevens.
Yeah, he worked out.
Worked out okay, then moved on to the Boston Celtics. And now, of course, we'll see how Chris Holtmann does. Todd Licklider, yeah, it didn't work out in Iowa City. But Butler's had a very good pedigree, and they're going to find somebody else probably within their ranks again as far as getting through the Big East is concerned.
Is this where Tom Crean lands?
In Butler? At Butler? Boy, I don't know. I don't know if you go back to the state of Indiana. I think that'd be kind of tough.
You're probably right.
I think that'd be kind of tough. Butler, that would be the ultimate troll job of all time. Look at me, Mark. Look at me using technology or the terminology of the young here today on a Friday. But it would, wouldn't it? And then wanting to play IU every year and trying to beat them.
319-366-1600 is our phone and our text line. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you'd like to know more, go to jkainvest.com.
Yeah, appreciate the texts that we'll get in. We'll have your calls and we'll do some texting. As far as our topic is concerned, we'll do that a little bit later on. Told you about Chris Holtmann. The other interesting thing that came out today nationally, internationally as well, the Olympic Committee, the International Olympic Committee. And they do this, of course, they take away sports, they add sports, depending on how things go. We know the story behind wrestling, almost dropped wrestling from the Olympic Games. The groundswell to get it back in. It is back in where it belongs. Starting at 2020 in Tokyo, the IOC has approved 3-on-3 basketball for the Olympics. Very interesting. Because is this going to take away from your regular USA men's, women's national team? You got to think it will. Or how many teams is each country going to get? Pro's going to want to do this. It's going to be more of a collegiate thing. And there are a lot of questions to be answered as far as this is concerned.
What's next? Kickball?
2-on-2 kickball? I don't think
bocce
so.
Bocce ball?
Never say never. Bowling's not in the Olympics, correct?
I don't believe so. Seriously, I think it could be very appealing. The Olympic folks believe this is will have significant youth appeal because it is a very urban sport, and it's been tested at other places, international competitions, and apparently the Olympic Committee liked it for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. So I don't know what to make of it. I don't know how many teams, whether pros, you know, is LeBron going to team with Durant and Westbrook, or you know, how that's all going to work.
Are you going to call your own fouls? Are you going to call your own traveling?
The half-court game.
And things like that?
Is it make it, take it, or what?
There you go. I have no idea. If you win, do you get to keep the court? A lot of questions to be answered as far as this is concerned. What do you think out there? 3-on-3, good thing or not? 319-366-1600. Like to hear from you out there.
In regards to Holtmann being hired at Ohio State on the text line, 6739 says, McDermott would have been a home run for Ohio State. They settled for a double. Football is king at Ohio State. Basketball takes a back seat.
I would agree with that. I definitely would agree with that.
A great deal of a back seat, though, is it?
No, they still want to have a top-notch men's basketball program. Women's basketball is going very, very well. Obviously, hockey takes a big part of the winter in Columbus. They still want to have a top-notch men's basketball program. If they didn't, would they have gotten rid of Thad Mata after one poor season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that answers the question right there. What do you think? 319-366-1600. We've got coverage of the NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. Could be the final game of the year as far as the NBA is concerned.
Gee, I hope so.
Cleveland taking on Golden State. And we'll have it tonight at 7 o'clock for you. We'll start off on all three frequencies. And 107.5 FM, you will break away at 8:30 tonight for Twins baseball as the Twins move down the coast to take on the San Francisco Giants. That 10-gamer continuing as far as the road trip for Minnesota. Got a win last night in Seattle, though, finally.
Yeah, good win. 2-1. Brandon Kinsler, who the Twins closer, blew a save the previous night. Got a 1-2-3 ninth, and the Twins were able to hang on. And that was very encouraging to me. The Twins still in first place somehow in the American League Central. I don't think that says as much about how the Twins are playing as to Cleveland and Detroit underachieving, in my mind.
That could be. All right, we're going to talk to Barry Abrams coming up here in just a little bit. One golf note to get to. Must pass this along. The Principal Charity Classic getting started today in Des Moines. You would think John Daly would be getting all the headlines as far as dress attire is concerned. And maybe we'll ask our special guest about this because she pays attention to attire and things
okay.
like that.
All right.
But the guy that stole the headlines today was one Mark Calcavecchia over in Des Moines at Wakanda for his slacks he was wearing. Since Iowa is the number one pork-producing state in the country, Mark Calcavecchia decided he would wear pants, slacks, with bacon strips on them.
Really?
Bacon stripped, striped, stripped. It's not striped.
Bacon strip striped.
Bacon strip, but it's not up. It's not vertical. It's horizontal.
Okay.
Horizontal bacon strips on his slacks today.
Hmm.
Good look or bad look?
I'd have to take a look, but I'm going to say not a very good look.
It's not bad. It's not bad. So the ball is now in your court, John Daly. Mm. What are you going to do for an encore?
By the way, Zach Johnson's caddy, Damon Green, has entered in this tournament. Zach, of course, not playing the St. Jude Classic as he prepares for the U.S. Open. But Damon Green can play, as
yeah,
you
can.
Know. He started out 3-under through like 7 holes. Right now, he just double bogeyed his 11th hole of the day. But he's still 1-under. Through 15.
There you go. All right, 3:17. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Our surprise guest, Barry Abrams. Our topic for this Friday, all coming your way. Plus, we have the barbecue roundup giveaway yet to come before 4 o'clock. Stay with us. More to come after this. You're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun. Today through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bags tourney, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at stludmilla.org. Come to the Kolach Festival today through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue, just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back in the Gym Class Friday edition right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 the North Gym and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Is coming up tomorrow, Belmont time, the third leg of the Triple Crown. And to help us break that down, you and Joy, our horse racing expert, the In the Gate podcast host and producer, Barry Abrams from ESPN, joining us. And Barry, no Triple Crown opportunity, obviously, this year, but it's still the Belmont, and it's still a big race, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still got a lot of Kentucky Derby runners in here who, you know, in theory were the 20 best thoroughbreds of the three-year-old variety. So even though the two race winners are in here, you still have quite a few horses who you would think make the grade and probably didn't get a fair shot in the Kentucky Derby because they mainly started on the outside towards the middle of the track. And if you remember, that day it was a quagmire at Churchill Downs, and so I think those horses got caught up in a pot of soup and really didn't have a chance to run much. So we'll really see who the best of them is here on Saturday. And we're talking about horses like Gormley from California, Patch and Paprit, who are New York-based. They didn't have a chance, and so they're going to get their chance here.
Barry, how do you handicap a race at a mile and a half a distance that none of the horses have ever run?
That's an excellent question, and it is indeed an unknown for a bunch of them. I think the best way to handicap it is if you've watched the Belmont Stakes over the years, a mile and a half on dirt, which, as you mentioned, is very rare, the type of style you want to win that race is not the explosive, eye-opening turn of foot. It's the grinding style that you know, just keep coming inch by inch, little by little, and you watch these races and see who has that kind of style. And to me, that would be a horse like Gormley from California, the winner of the Santa Anita Derby, Taprit, the winner of the Tampa Bay Derby, and Patch, the one-eyed horse of whom everyone was speaking at Kentucky Derby time. Again, these are not horses that will explode down the lane. They just keep coming. And that's the type of horse that typically wins Belmont.
Talking about Patch a little bit. Again, he's going to be on the outside. I think the exact same spot he was when he lined up at Churchill Downs a few weeks back anyway. And good spot for him, not a good spot for him.
Well, you would think that having no left eye would be a hindrance in general, and certainly when you're on the outside and everybody's on your left, you would think that would be a bigger hindrance. If you watch his races, it really hasn't been. Now, the thing is, because this is such a long race on a big, wide racetrack, which, let's just tell you a moment about Belmont Park. I mean, when you make a left turn on a local road versus making a left-hand bend on an interstate, that's the difference between a typical track and Belmont Park. It's so big and wide, you can go pretty fast through the turns. And so post position doesn't usually make too much of a difference. But here, for Patch, going from the outside in a somewhat large field, you don't normally get 12 horses in the Belmont, but because you don't have the Derby and Preakness winner, nobody's scared. It probably makes a little bit of a difference because for Patch to win this race, you don't want him to be too far back going down the back stretch. That means that John Velasquez, his jockey, is going to have to work out a trip to get him you know, maybe fifth or sixth, and not 12th, and not caught way wide. Now, nobody knows Belmont Park better than John Velasquez, the Hall of Fame jockey who's based in New York. So if anybody can work out a trip for him, Johnny V is the guy. But he is going to have to work out a little bit of a trip to make sure he doesn't have too much to do.
I noticed a lot of observers are hanging their head on mean time. Why?
Mean time's going to probably set the pace. He finished second in the local Belmont Park prep for the Belmont Stakes, a race called the Peter Pan, which happened the week between the Derby and the Preakness. Now, the question with the Belmont Stakes is, as is any course race, who's going fast up front and how fast are they going? Now, the interesting thing is, again, we said it's tough to close. Well, I didn't mention, let me back up one second. It is hard in the Belmont Stakes to make up a lot of ground. Not that it can't be done, not that it hasn't happened, but again, the typical running style is a grinder, which means it's tough to really explode from behind. So pace setters are usually at a little bit of an advantage. The question is, who's going to be going out front with mean time? The wild card here is the Japanese-based horse, Epicaris, who is also something of a pace setter or pace presser, but he has had some foot issues this week. He is, at the moment, still scheduled to run in the race with a glued-on right front shoe instead of one that's nailed in, which is typical. He hasn't trained the last 2 days, which doesn't sound good. If Epicaris goes, he's probably going to give Meantime a little bit to do up front, because horses get competitive when they're running up front with each other. So if he runs, then the pace gets a little bit quicker, which means it's going to be a little bit harder for a horse like Meantime to last all the way.
Barry Abrams joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class as we preview the Belmont, which comes up tomorrow. The two right now that are the favorites, looking at Lee and Irish War Cry right next to each other, right smack dab in the middle of the field. And we've heard of these two horses, obviously, before. Time to do something, I guess, for these two.
Looking at Lee has not a chance in this race. I'm sorry. He had everything go right for him in the Kentucky Derby, down to the fact that the Churchill Downs maintenance crew squeegeed out the area along the rail before the race. Because remember how wet it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at Lee, went from the one post, from the rail. So he had this concrete highway, basically, while everyone else we mentioned was, you know, slogging through soup. That pretty much was the reason he finished second in that race. He didn't come in nearly as well in the Preakness, and I really don't think he has got a chance here. I forgot whom the other one you mentioned. I forgot.
Irish War Cry.
Irish War Cry is probably going to sit right behind that early pace. He's got a really big chance to win this race, and he's probably been the most consistent of all the horses in here. Yes, he's thrown in a couple of clunkers. Yes, his trainer, Graham Motion, isn't sure why he mailed in the Fountain of Youth down in Florida. But he has two really solid efforts here, not just one. He won the Wood Memorial and the Holy Bull down in Florida, the Wood Memorial in New York. And those were both very solid, especially if you look at the power ratings that come out of there. Everyone else in this race has one such performance. He has two. And because he's going to be sitting probably right behind that pace, he's going to have every opportunity to win this.
Barry, tell us more about the Japanese entry that you referred to previously.
Epicaris is being dismissed by a lot of American horse players simply because they haven't seen him very much. But I've seen his races in Japan, and I've seen the style he's run coming from just off the pace, and I think he's the real deal. He looks very good. And when he went to Dubai in March to run in the UAE Derby, the United Arab Emirates Derby, and he was beaten by Thunder Snow, who started the Kentucky Derby and was spooked by something coming out of the gate, whether it was the wet racetrack or the crowd or whatever. But I thought Epicaris was good. Thunder Snow beat him, and then Thunder Snow came back and ran very well last week in a race in Europe. So I think that Epikaros, if he is healthy, which is the big if here, has every chance. Now, the problem with Epikaros is his jockey. His jockey, the great French jockey named Christophe Lemaire, but Christophe Lemaire doesn't ride Belmont Park very much. And Belmont Park is so much bigger than every other racetrack in North America that when his eyes tell him, based on where he is on the track, hey, it's time to push the button on this horse and ask him for everything he has, when you do that at Belmont Park, you're a lot farther from the finish line than you think you are. And so even in a best-case scenario, that horse might just plain run out of gas.
Sounds like you like Taprit or Gormley tomorrow. Is that the case?
Well, here's a statistical trend that's kind of hard to overlook. Last year, Todd Pletcher, who trained Taprit, brought a horse named Destin to the Belmont Stakes. He had won the Tampa Bay Derby, finished sixth in the Kentucky Derby, skipped the Preakness, and missed at the Belmont by a nose. Taprit won the Tampa Bay Derby, finished sixth in the Kentucky Derby, skipped the Preakness, and here he is. And I think he's got every chance, along with Irish War Cry, to win this race.
Can't I just do an exact on the Pletcher horses and take my chances, Barry?
Absolutely. I think Patch has the right style. I'm not sure he's going to win very many other races, honestly, but I think in this type of race where it takes a grinder, he seems like a grinder and has a big chance as well. But like I said, he's got to work out a trip.
Yeah. Before we let you go, what's this one's this Triple Crown run in 2017? How memorable is it going to be down the line anyway for horse racing folks?
I don't think this is going to be one you're going to look back on with tremendous amount of warmth and fuzziness. I mean, if you like the idea of two regular guys from Brooklyn who grew up to be big successes and, you know, came home with a Kentucky Derby winner, yeah, that's fine. But, I mean, Todd Pletcher is, you know, one of, if not the most successful trainer of his generation, but he doesn't exactly exude warmth and fuzziness. He's about as corporate as you can get. It's not that you can't root for him, but you're not going to wrap your arms around the guy. So, you know, I don't think this is a year that is going to go down in history that way, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I would think so. Hey, Barry, appreciate all the insight, and enjoy the Belmont tomorrow. Always good talking with you, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Anytime, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more after this on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight, in theaters June 23rd. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Advance Auto Parts to get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney, get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
I gave our special guest walk-up music.
How glorious. What a spectacular entrance. You should see it. There's chariots. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
Oh, it's a tear to your eye.
Tear of the mind,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest, the lovely and talented Claire.
Thank you.
From Z102.9.
Yes.
Joining us here. The brand new show.
Yeah, just Schulte and Claire.
How's it going?
Really well.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Check it out.
It's not what Scott said.
That's not true. No.
Wait, what'd you hear?
That's not true.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Getting me in trouble here.
Yikes.
Claire's going to break down NBA Game 4 for us tonight.
I am? Well, of course, the Cavaliers and the other guys. It's going to be epic. I heard Rihanna's going to be there.
Yes, she will be.
Of course she will be.
She will be, and she'll be... She'll be staring
at.
It
might be the highlight.
That might be the highlight.
But always my favorite.
We'll have it tonight, 7 o'clock for you here on KGYM. Twins and break off on 107.5 at 8:30 for their game against the Giants. No, Claire is here because it's your busy weekend. Not that
it is.
All your weekends are not busy.
True.
But you've been up since what?
1 a.m. Still going strong.
Yes, you are.
Woke up this morning at 1 a.m. to bake kolaches.
Yeah.
With the St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival going on today, tomorrow, Sunday. We've got those fresh, delicious home. We make them with love, those kolaches. They're delicious.
How many kolaches?
It's 5, and it's usually more than this, but we always shoot for 5,000 dozen. That's the goal. 5,000 dozen.
Do the quick math.
See,
Mark.
That's 10K1.
It's a lot of kolaches. Last year we beat that, so we'll see. This year, hopefully, we can crank out some more. It just depends on how many hands we have to make all those kolaches.
You'd think you were selling gold at a discount because I mean, one of my friends was in line at 4 o'clock in the morning.
She's the first one in line.
I'm one of the first,
okay.
Anyway.
Our drive up opened this morning at 6 a.m. and I think the first person was there at 4:27 or something like that. It's crazy.
You give them a free dozen just for being the first one?
No.
No.
What kind of flavors do you have, Claire?
Well, I've brought a sampler platter today.
Outstanding.
You want another flourish?
That earned me another flourish of music. Wow. We've got a lot of flavors. We've got cherry, strawberry, apricot, apple, prune, plum, and rhubarb.
Ooh.
Special flavor.
Now, yep. Wait a minute. No poppy seed?
Oh, I said poppy and prune?
Okay, yeah, poppy. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
P&P.
Yeah, the P&P flavors.
Oh, it's a combination?
No.
They're separate, okay.
It's separate things, but I, so this morning when I was baking the kolaches, I wasn't actually in the baking process. I chose to do something different this year, and I was in the packaging area. So I learned that I have rhubarb apple blindness, and I also have poppy prune blindness. I can't tell the difference between those kolaches, and I'm messing up all the... So your assorted package should be very interesting.
As long as there are cherry in
there. There's some cherry.
Very good.
How do you make a kolach?
A lot goes into it. You start with the dough, and the dough has to be just so, because you want it to rise and be the exact...
Great Czech tradition.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's... We do sell some of the dough as well. Not the dough itself, but a mix that you can make the dough at home. So yeah, it makes great cinnamon rolls as well.
There's more besides kolaches.
There is. There is a number of things. So we have tonight, we start at 5 o'clock and go until 9. We've got live music, a beer tent as well, carnival for the kids. And then Saturday, there's the Cherry Kolach Car Cruisin' at 9 a.m. Mm. It's only red classic cars. So.
Mm. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, all red cars. They'll be really, really nice. Big wheel races for the kids. More live music. There's a Scott versus Scott versus Scott kolach eating competition.
That this Scott will not be a part of this year.
You can participate in last year. You're a good sport. But
yes.
Lots of local Scots of note, including my partner Scott Schulte, will be competing and throwing down.
By the way, Scott Wilson.
Yes. He
told
won
you
last year.
Told you I'd remember it.
He won last year. Kudos. Kudos to him. And we've got, let's see, and then Sunday, we have a polka mass. So we have polka music during church.
the pork and dumpling dinner. So if you want to get your like your real Czech food on, that's the place to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
3-day run.
Absolutely.
3-day run. And Claire will be there every second of the time.
Always with my hands dirty. Unless I'm baking, then they're clean.
They're clean.
Oh.
Which flavor gets made the most, or is it an equal amount?
Well, I would hazard a guess at cherry. I think that cherry is pretty much the classic. But my personal favorite is strawberry.
Strawberry is good.
It's always my favorite.
Loretta liked the rhubarb.
Rhubarb is amazing. And the cool thing about the rhubarb is like the other flavors we can purchase, you know, you get cherry pie filling, you can purchase those fillings, but the rhubarb we get fresh. Like people grow it in their garden and they donate it to the church and we cook it up and chop it up and make the filling from scratch. So that's really cool.
Sounds like a very labor intensive.
I'll eat a stalk of rhubarb. I'll eat a stalk of rhubarb raw.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Not even some sugar?
I like sour things. Well, a little bit of sugar maybe.
It's tart.
Throw some sugar on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have to add it a little strawberry and a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
So if you want kolaches handmade by Claire.
Each and every single one.
Stop on by starting tonight at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely, yeah. Swing by St. Ludmilla's Kolache Festival.
Until they last.
Yeah, kolaches available while they last. So they start tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We'll have some more kolaches tonight as well. So get your kolaches while you can.
Do you have like an emergency code that you all have to get to each other if you run out of kolaches?
We're pretty much... Their shifts, you know, like I said, I was up at 1 a.m. They're 24-hour, you know, they're just baking.
Your phone
all
goes,
the time. Yeah, we need more kolaches. Press the button. Yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
It is. Claire, don't be a stranger.
I won't, but I will leave these right here.
Ooh, very nice.
Thank you, Claire.
You know, Rick's across the hall, so he's probably, and Jeff Downing's going to have one now. So,
well, share, boys.
We will share. Thank you, Claire. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, 3:40. We'll take a break. Come back with our topic of the day, and that would be Mark. The topic is
kolaches.
Kolaches.
Where are you ate a kolache the most famously?
Your favorite experiences with Claire.
Is this in the top five? Because I feel that.
Rushmore of Claire moments.
We're talking about the top sporting events which you have attended.
There you go.
Your favorite ones, best ones. We already got some texts.
Williamsburg golf meets.
No, I did not perform well.
And Marengo course is really hilly.
Tell me about it.
We'll take a break, get your texts and calls on that when we return after this here on KGYM.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is Star Wars night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Star Wars t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that will be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Thanks to Claire for stopping by. 3:43 here on the Friday edition of The Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to take your text, phone calls as well about the top sporting events that you have been in attendance for. nationally, internationally, locally, whatever the case may be, and why they are. 319-366-1600. As we get to that, though, we have our final giveaway with the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup to give away. That was redundant, I know, but we're going to give it away right now. To caller number six, 319-366-1600, thanks to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup, McGrath Amphitheater as well. More information, you can go to McGrathAmphitheater.com or KGYMRadio.com. It is June 22nd through the 25th, and we are going to give away 4 admission passes and $30 in barbecue bucks. We've been doing it all week. We're going to do it again right now. So caller number six at 319-366-1600. Jeff Downing will take your information. That is 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a call right now, and good luck. And for more information, as I mentioned, you can check them out, McGrathAmphitheater.com or KGYMRadio.com. All right, very good. We'll let you know who our winner is coming up here in just a moment. Mark, top events that people have been to, and nationally, internationally, whatever the case may be. No, you can't put down 3-on-3 basketball yet for the Olympics because it has not happened yet.
I already have got some texts rolling in, which is very nice. Before we get to our lists, let's get to the text line, 319-366-1600. 0006 says, saw Mark McGwire hit home run number 64 in 1998. At the time, I was witnessing an MLB record. Now, obviously, I view it differently, but it was still lots of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Andy at 2133, I don't know if this counts, but seeing Augusta National in person for the first time after seeing it on TV for 30 years is the most memorable sports experience in my life, and it was only a practice round. Otherwise, I'd have to say the Hawkeye win over Purdue in 2002.
The Augusta was 1A, 1B on my list. Just being there, and again, like Andy was, I was there for a couple of practice rounds. I wasn't there for the tournament proper. But you can talk with the players then. You can take pictures, etc., during the practice days. And, yeah, you can't even imagine what the course looks like compared to television, which does justice to it, but it's a whole different coach. It's a whole different game.
94-66, the Iowa-Ohio State football game when the plane flew just barely over the scoreboard. Lost the game, but I'll never forget the pregame show.
Neither will the United States government. Because that is not happening again.
94-16, I personally like the Knoxville Nationals.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the state's treasures that few appreciate, I would think.
I would say Knoxville, and Jeff's been there many, many times. I've been there, and the Nationals. Just the hairs on the back of your neck stand on end for that. I think you got Knoxville Nationals and the Drake Relays. Saturday at the Drake Relays with good weather. I will put that in there, which doesn't happen very often, unfortunately. But those are the two biggies, I think, as far as the state of Iowa is concerned. The Iowa Speedway has kind of snuck in there as well with their 3 or 4 race weekends. But there's just one Drake Relay Saturday, and there's just one Knoxville Nationals Saturday night, which is just amazing stuff.
Ian from Oxford, and that is the correct pronunciation. Elite Eight NCAA basketball tournament between Syracuse and Illinois in the Metrodome. The bonus was getting a piece of the net.
Getting a piece of the net.
Spend one of the fan of one of the two teams or had connections.
Nice.
69-64. I was at Harry Carey's last game in 1997.
Oh, really? No one that's been at has claimed that they were at the game that Jimmy Pearsall and Harry Carey were. Pearsall got kicked out. By the way, Brad from Marion is our winner.
86-50. Went to week one, Mariota versus Winston down in Tampa 2 years ago. Raymond James Stadium is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Go Titans.
Titan fan. Very good.
58.99. I caddied for Roy Clark during the Amana VIP.
You know what? I miss the Amana VIP.
I do too.
That was a very fun day and a very fun activity and a terrific tournament.
I think Roy Clark was one of those known to have, enjoyed the festivities well into the morning before.
On Sunday night?
I think so, yeah.
Because it was usually held on a Monday, correct?
Correct.
Just depended on what tournament was in the Midwest or close enough. And the VIP was a huge, huge deal. I mean, that was the biggest one-day event in golf back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the CAP program, of course, that people remember. A lot of the top pros during that era, 70s to the probably, what, through the 70s into the early 80s with the amount of VIP caps. So pretty big stuff there.
86-32, the Iowa-Michigan State Big Ten Championship game. Even though we lost, most intense event I've ever been in, knowing getting back into the playoff contention is unlikely.
Thank you.
65-12, went to Game 7 in Cleveland last year, standing room only. Amazing.
That may have been Coach Sanderson right there. By the way, we had a brand new baby this week. Baby watch, again, former CBS 2 sports director Jared Ahrens and his lovely wife. Welcome, Jackson.
They're out west, right?
Yep, in San Diego. Welcome, Jackson, into the world today. So congratulations to Jared.
0497, the Iowa State game that was played in November after 9-1-1. It was just a weird feeling the whole game.
I was at the first, and I didn't put this down. I was at the first NFL game after 9-11 that was played. And it was the New York Giants in Kansas City at Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. And that was... there wasn't a dry eye in the house that day. I mean, if you had a pulse, it just took you over, mm-hmm. especially with the New York Giants at Kansas City
right.
that day. I will never forget that.
Marcus and Marion on the text line, watching Iowa beat up on South Carolina in the Outback Bowl in 2009. It was Sean Green's last game as a Hawk.
319-366-1600 here at 350. Top sporting events, ones that you have been to, and let us know why it was one of the top sporting events. I said earlier on the 1A and 1B, Augusta. My other course would be going to the Indianapolis 500, which is much like Augusta. If you're not even a fan of golf or a fan of auto racing, you need to go. Maybe the Indy 500 a little bit more than the Masters, because the Masters doesn't have the revelry around it. Not that the 500 is a debauchery or anything. Used to be, not anymore. But still, it's a happening mm-hmm. when you see 350,000 people at one event.
You know, my experience, most of the big games, big events, I was able to attend while working at the Gazette. And whether it was on the Iowa beat or what have you, I felt very fortunate to do that, and a lot of it came in the 1980s. I'll get back to that. I think, personally, the very first Major League Baseball game I went to was, I think, in 1965 at the old Met in Bloomington. The Twins were playing a doubleheader against the New York Yankees, and I can still remember Jim Boughton on the hill for the Yankees, his hat falling off with every pitch. I can see the seats down the third baseline where we're sitting. It was just a remarkable experience. I think the first time being at a ballpark sometimes is like that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you would like to chime in here. Love to hear you out there. I would agree with that. My first ball game was at County Stadium in Milwaukee. My first major league game, and it was the final year for Carl Yastrzemski.
Mm.
And to see, I know this is going to turn into a Hawk Harrelson moment, but to see Yaz out there was a lot of fun because he's a guy I always looked up to. And to see him and get a chance to see him play in his final year was pretty outstanding. And my first Major League Baseball game.
Need to get back to the text line because a lot of interaction there, but I'll just run down a couple, three. In my sports writing career, the 1987 NCAA tournament, which started in Tucson for the Iowa basketball team, then went to Seattle, and we all know how it turned out with Iowa being up 16 at the half and all of us making reservations for the Final Four, only for UNLV.
It was your fault,
to come
wasn't
back
it?
And win that game. Following Mike Boddicker in the 1983 World Series out in the East Coast, Baltimore and Philadelphia, and then being welcomed into Mike and Lisa's home that next day to just capture what it was like for a World Series champion the next day. But my gold standard is and always has been the Iowa-Michigan game in 1985. Yep. And I think that's probably true for a lot of people. But
yep, I would agree.
It's tough for anything to beat, in my mind. Cyclone Tim, 7098, I felt special when Johnny Orr hit a kid next to us with a golf ball in the Amana VIP. That was rare for Johnny. He was a good player.
He was a good player. He was a terrific golfer. Got to play with Johnny.
Yeah.
And took his golf very seriously, too. Do you remember the VIP where they had the free throw shooting contest?
Oh, yeah.
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 He was involved in
Gerald
that.
Ford, former president, was known to hit some fans.
He was a bad golfer. Very poor golfer.
65-12, went to the 06 NFC Championship game of the Bears and Saints. 44-21, the Kentucky Derby is a blast.
I was hoping somebody would say Kentucky Derby.
They know how to party. Been there three times.
Tyler Ryder would tell us about the Kentucky Derby. He has been in the infield at Churchill Downs.
What he remembers about it.
What he remembers, and vaguely remembered there were horses going around at times. His words, not mine.
Cyclone Tim also chiming in. I enjoyed the Billy Tubbs meltdown at Hilton Coliseum back in the day.
I thought he was going to say LeFester.
Maybe Cyclone Tim wasn't there for that one.
Perhaps he wasn't. Perhaps he wasn't.
0-4-5-1, going to the Cowboys and Packers playoff game last year. Great second half, but just missed the win by a last-second field goal. Pete at 51-31 attended the All-Star game in Milwaukee that ended in a tie.
Oh, wow. I'd like to know a little bit more about that. Yeah, exactly what kind of the persona was and just the what everybody was thinking around the stadium.
I don't think anybody liked it.
I can't imagine anybody liked it.
I don't think even Bud Selig liked it.
No, because we came up with that wonderful rule after that.
94-16, some huge wrestling matches at Carver Hawkeye Arena I witnessed. Iowa-Oklahoma State and Iowa-Penn State. And grapple on the gridiron as well.
That was pretty cool. I was there in attendance for that. I grappled on the gridiron for Iowa-Oklahoma State a couple years ago.
Got any more?
Kind of went through mine.
Yeah, I did too.
Break relays, that was big. So there you go. I think we got Pete on the line. He's going to let us know about that. I'm interested to hear about how things went at that All-Star game. Pete joining us here. Thanks for the call, Pete. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Scotty.
Hey, you were there. What was it like when they made the announcement that they were done?
Well, my wife and I went with it. We got tickets through Gary and went to the game. We were sitting with a bunch of people by the fifth inning as they were changing pitchers left and right. I kind of just told the group that we were around saying, they're going to run out of pitching by the ninth. And these guys were like, no, there's no way they would let that happen. Well, obviously it did. And then they called the game, and everybody around us was looking at me like, God, you called that one 5 innings ago.
Was everyone just kind of stunned?
Yeah, everybody was disappointed, and then they kept, like yelling the first position guys to go in just so that the game would get over and they'd clarify a winner or whatnot. But then when they announced nobody was going to do that, then everybody was kind of upset.
Wow. You'll never forget that, though.
Oh, I know. Thank Gary for letting me have the opportunity to go to that one in Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, awesome. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Wanted a little bit more clarity on it, but you have a great night, Pete.
You too, buddy.
Thanks,
all
Pete.
Right. There you go. Talking about that All-Star game.
Time for a couple more or no?
Yeah, real quick. We got about a minute.
14:05, the Sash pick six. Indiana was about to go three scores up, and the Hawks ended up covering. 58-99, the 2007 National Slow Pitch Tournament in Texas. Two local teams placed in the top five. 69-64, I was one of the idiots that ran on the field after the field goal with 2 seconds left when Iowa beat Penn State. Finally, 65-12.
Does he remember that, though?
Saw Cal Ripken Jr., 33,000th hit at the Metrodome.
Wow. That's those things, those milestones as far as baseball, when you just happen to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking to go to that game, but when you just happen to hit something are pretty, pretty special.
Great stuff, folks. Appreciate it.
Yep. As always, our listeners come through with flying colors. It will be the Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Alex and Kyle coming your way next from down in Iowa City. We will be back with you on Monday. Stay hydrated. Have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions.